Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a wrench and a welding torch. It's time for a story. Today's story is An Ordinary Mother by Phil Shapiro. Katrina Katrinka was like any other ordinary mother, with two kids, a station wagon, and a 60-foot-tall crane in her backyard. The crane just showed up one morning. A construction company was building an apartment building down the street. One day, the company went bankrupt and left their crane in Mrs. Katrinka's backyard. They just went bankrupt and left her with a 60-foot-tall crane in her backyard. Mrs. Katrinka didn't know what to do at first, but then she had an idea. She called the sanitation department in her town to come around and pick up the 60-foot-tall crane. If you have an old couch, an old table, an old refrigerator, or an old washing machine, you can call the sanitation department, and they'll come around and pick it up. You can guess what the sanitation department had to say about Mrs. Katrinka's crane.
"Sorry, ma'am. We don't pick up 60-foot-tall cranes. Old couches, old tables, old refrigerators, and old washing machines are fine. Large 60-foot-tall cranes are not fine."
Mrs. Katrinka was not the type of ordinary mother who lets a 60-foot-tall crane sit around in her backyard. No siree, not that type of ordinary mother at all. So she bought a large wrench and climbed up the tall 60-foot crane. She carefully climbed out onto the horizontal part of the crane and unbolted one of the end sections. She happily climbed down and carried the steel section into her basement. Her neighbors peered over the fence, wondering, what on earth could this ordinary mother be doing with a steel section of crane in her basement? What the neighbors didn't know was that Mrs. Katrinka also bought an excellent power saw. This saw could cut through the toughest, hardest steel. Day after day, Mrs. Katrinka would take one more section from the crane, carrying it carefully down into her basement. And night after night, she cut those sections up into little bits. These little bits of steel were easy enough to hide in her regular trash. Some of the bits she stuffed in empty cans of tuna fish. Other bits she stuffed in the middle of overripe watermelons. And other bits she hid inside old, smelly socks. But it's hard to hide a full 60-foot crane in your day-to-day trash. You could hide a 20-foot crane or a 30-foot crane. But a 60-foot crane is just too big to easily hide in the trash. So Mrs. Katrinka started painting the sections of crane she took down each day. She painted them and then welded them into interesting sorts of sculptures. When her basement became too full of sculptures, she set the sculptures out in her backyard. It didn't take long for people to flock from all over the neighborhood to see Mrs. Katrinka's sculptures. One day, one of her neighbors walked right up her front steps and asked if she might buy one of the sculptures. Well,
Mrs. Katrinka didn't know what to say. She didn't make the sculptures to sell. She made the sculptures because it's hard to hide all the bits of a 60-foot crane in your trash. On the very day that she took down the last section of the crane, the man who used to own the construction company came back to pick up his crane. "Sorry, sir," Mrs. Katrinka said. "The crane you left in my backyard is no longer here anymore. It's hiding in empty cans of tuna fish, overripe watermelons, and old smelly socks. If you want to put it back together, you'll have to go looking through lots of empty tuna fish cans, overripe watermelons, and old socks."
"Well, ma'am," said the construction company man, "I really shouldn't have left that 60-foot crane in your backyard. It wasn't the right thing to do, and I'd like to apologize to you."
Mrs. Katrinka looked the man up and down. He looked as if he was genuinely sorry for what he had done.
"Oh, all right," Mrs. Katrinka said. "If you'd like to take home some of the 60-foot crane you left in my backyard, it's sitting right over there in those 6 sculptures."
6 sculptures?"
said the man in wonder.
"Yes, 6 sculptures," replied Mrs. Katrinka. "Mrs. Olney down the street bought the 7th sculpture last week for $200.
"Well, the least I can do is buy the other 6 sculptures at the same price," the man said gently.
"No, I'm sorry, that won't do," replied Mrs. Katrinka. "I can't sell all 6 of those sculptures. They mean too much to me now. But I tell you what, if you want to buy 5 of them, I won't complain too loudly about that. You can't expect me to give up all my wonderful sculptures to some stranger who left a 60-foot crane in my backyard."
"Yes, ma'am. It's too much to expect an ordinary mother to give up all 6 sculptures she made from a 60-foot-tall crane that a total stranger left in her backyard."
As Mrs. Katrinka took the man's money, she laughed. "Besides, I need to keep at least 1 sculpture to show my grandchildren. They'll never believe this story if I didn't have at least 1 of the sculptures left to show them." Have you ever made a sculpture out of things that no one wanted anymore? A sculpture out of old tuna fish cans? Or smelly old socks? Or parts of a crane? I would love to see the kinds of sculptures you can make. If you can make a sculpture out of things from your recycling bin or other things that no one needs anymore, I would really love to see it. Can you send me a picture? This story, An Ordinary Mother, was written by Phil Shapiro. If you'd like to see more of Phil Shapiro's work, you can find him on Twitter at Phil Shapiro. That's at PhilShapiro. Thanks, Phil. And thanks to you for listening to Elderberry Tales. See you next time. You can find more information about each of our stories on our Instagram account or our Facebook page. Remember to send in your pictures of sculptures. I'm really looking forward to seeing them. If you like Elderberry Tales, tell your friends. Review us on iTunes. or just send us a quick note to say what kind of stories you would like to hear next. Hope to hear from you soon.